Back here on In Focus at News Radio KMAN, talking with Manhattan Chamber folks, Jason Smith and Charla Meisenheimer, both with us in studio. And we have some ribbon cuttings to talk about, Charla.
We do, which is always exciting. I think that's one of the funnest things that we have the opportunity to do.
Funnest? Is it funnest? Or is it the most fun? Sorry. That's my.
We do have grammar Nazis.
Grammar police.
So
it's one of the most fun things that we get to do. So, of course, Jason has other fun things he does in the office with my grammar. But anyway, so on the 23rd, we hope that you all can join us. I don't know. I think a lot of times people don't realize that when with ribbon cutting, that you are certainly welcome to come and help celebrate a new business and welcome them to the community. It is Tommy's Express second location, their car wash on West Loop, there by Dillon's. And that's on the 23rd at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then on the 10th of March, this will be fun. It's going to be, it'll be the Leap Family Entertainment Center, and that's where the old Genesis was, there next to the Midwest Car Museum. So have you been? I think your kids,
I have not.
And
one of my kids is gone and says it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an amazing exercise too. So a lot of fun there. And then on March the 31st, we'll do Booth Creek Ragu, which is the beef plants. It's not a beef plant. That would be incorrect information. Yeah. But it is a retail beef area there.
Yep, and it's Wagyu beef.
Yes, it's amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. And they actually offer samples during the day. So if you've never had it, or if you're looking for some different ways to cook it, or different ways of beef, they'll be glad to help you out with that. So it is there right in front of Menards on McCall, in that strip mall that used to have K-State Superstore. And then the K-State Superstore moved across the street, and they're right there.
Yep. But yeah, Wagyu beef, if you haven't had it, unbelievable. So
the marbling is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one that we did last week, I think, or maybe the week before, February 9th. Unité Atelier.
Yeah, you did it.
I know. I practiced that so much, I had to use it again. is a hair salon. Is that the correct thing to say? Mm-hmm. Hair salon?
Yep.
Behind Wing Lion, and of course, that's Ralph's Steel. I went in there. I'm not, of course, I'm not a big salon person. I go to the barber, but The way that he's fixed that shop up is really incredible, and he's got this massive piece of furniture that he had custom made, and it's very impressive. And I'm it's always fun to go in and see a new business and sort of unique and innovative ways that people have that people provide services that we take for granted. And but he also has, I know one thing that my wife heard about and she I think may try out, is he has cushions in the sink for when you put your head back to get hair washed.
Right.
Instead of laying your head right on the sink, there's cushions there. And but it's impressive. So it's right behind Wing Lion, but you come in off 3rd Street. So and there's a little sign above the door, and you come in the back way. But it was, I'm very impressed with what Ralph did there, and he's done a super job.
Yes, he's another great entrepreneur that we have
here
in Manhattan.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's attention to detail, because I've had my head in the
sink,
and it hurts.
Yep.
So, nice.
Yeah, he does a great job.
We have a caller here that wants to make a comment, so we'll go to the lines. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Thank you. You may have addressed this, and I missed it earlier, but I believe you just had a recent membership drive. How'd that membership drive go for the Chamber?
Well, that's a great question, and yes, we did. We had it in October, and we are very excited and proud to say that we ended with a little over 100 new members. And that
105.
Mm-hmm. So that put us at an all-time high, but we ended the year with an all-time high that we haven't had in 20 years. So highest membership.
Right, and then we broke our record. We broke our all-time record in January.
We did.
And now in the in the chamber business, you have people come in and people leave for a variety of reasons. Usually, the business goes out or they change whatever. And so we dipped under our record again. But we plan to be above the record by the end of the year. So very excited. Appreciate the question. But we had 200 volunteers, I think, that worked on that.
Yes.
And it was incredible, and the camaraderie from people was unbelievable. So in addition to getting 105 new members, which we're now trying to meet individually, so that we can talk about the chamber and the benefits. We also had a chance to reiterate the benefits of the chamber to 200 volunteers, and that was a lot of fun, and I think they appreciated, because I think sometimes you're a member of something or you join something, but maybe you forget why you joined, or you're focused on one little piece of it and you forget all the other things that organization does too. So that was as big a benefit in my mind as the 100 new members is we were able to equip 200 plus volunteers with the good deeds of the chamber and the reasons that you should be a member.
I agree. I think a lot of times businesses, the reason they join the chamber is not the reason they stay a chamber member, because their needs as they grow and what they need from us is changes. So I think sometimes they forget.
Yeah. So Charlotte, you have a big Women in Business event coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah. So it's Tuesday on the February 22nd of 2022. So it's called Resolution Rendezvous, and this will be our fourth year to be able to do this program. So it's an opportunity for the women of Manhattan to get together, and we really focus on creating what is your business resolution for the year, not your personal resolution as far as the typical but where do you want to be in your business world this time next year? What's going to make you grow, and what's going to help you be accountable to that? And what is your word? What's your mantra for the year going to be? And then we have JNC Imaging come in, and they actually will take your picture with your word. A lot of women, they write it on their arm, tip it on their hand or palm, and they take their picture. And then it's a great reminder throughout the year of where you're headed and what your goals are for the year. So we have a lot of fun doing that. We still have spots open, so feel free to call the chamber and register, or grab us online at manhattan.org.
And that's happening Tuesday, which is 2/22/22.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Coming up, Deuces.
Yeah. So one other thing real quick before we go, I want to give a shout out to our podcast, which is ThinkMHK, and it's on all your normal podcast channels if you just do a search for that. Of course, our producer is very familiar with the radio crowd out there. It's Mr. Dave Lewis, and Dave has his Ad Astra Cast Studios in downtown Manhattan, and makes it very easy to record a podcast if you've ever thought about doing that. But we are about to wrap up our first season, which was 20 episodes, and we interview people who we work with on specific missions, as well as just members that mm-hmm. we have a get-to-know-you session with some of our members. And so we're going to take a couple-month break on that, so it's a good chance to go in and catch up. They're about 30 to 40 minutes apiece. We'll start season two in May, and I'm excited that we already have a commitment from Lyle Butler to come on. And so Lyle and I will spend about 30 or 40 minutes talking about his career in the chamber. I know you guys did that here. That was one of the first things I ever heard you two on. But you all did that here with him. But we'll may delve more into the chamber nuts and bolts and how that works and kind of our experiences in the profession. And so we're excited about that. But I do want to take this moment to thank Dave, because I was a little nervous about how that was going to happen, but he makes us sound better than we actually are, and we appreciate that.
I have people to do that.
Well, good. Well, then I appreciate your people.
Give Pete a shout out.
Pete?
Excuse me. Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Pete did a great job.
He's your editor.
All right. Well, awesome.
Pete, not PETA.
That's why at first exactly. I thought, give PETA a shout. I was like, I don't know.
That's a whole other segment.
That's not for any podcast that we're doing.
And no.
But I know, and then I know Dave does other podcasts as well, so check those out, because the Community Foundation is one of our great partners, and they're doing some. And so it's a good chance to learn about different aspects of the community, the podcasts are. And I've listened to podcasts for a long time, but it's when you're exercising or when you're on a long trip or whatever you're doing where you have your phone with you, but you can't really do anything else. And anyway, check it out. And we'd love to get your feedback on it.
Sounds good.
And make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe. Click subscribe.
Yes. Pop up on your notifications wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jason, Charlotte, good to see you. And I hope you have a wonderful banquet tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's tomorrow, Jason.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good. Breaking news. Jason's going to be at the banquet.
Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we're going to hear from Gary Fike from the Research and Extension Office here in Riley County. We'll also hear from the Animal Shelter, and we've also got the Senior Center tomorrow.